Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
The email is, she needs some help here to uninvite her boss to her wedding. Kristen has the email.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yep.
Hello, Bert Show. First off, I love the show. I've been listening since I was 15 years old, literally half my life. That means she's 30 now.
Good for you. I did math. You did math. Look at this.
She's so smart.
Math is important.
So smart. I'm getting married next month. Congratulations. And I fear I have made a huge mistake. My fiance and I are hosting a small, intimate wedding and have invited our closest friends and family members. So intimate that my little sister isn't even on the guest list because she doesn't know how to act. That's a different story for a different time, which, by the way, I want to follow up with her because I want that different story for that different time. All right. So we sent out our save the dates last December, and at the time, thought I wanted my boss there. We had a pretty okay relationship at the time. She seemed eager to be part of the day. So I figured, what's the worst that could happen with inviting her? Since then, it has become apparent to me that my boss indeed does not genuinely like me. I do my absolute best at work and strive to be a true asset to our team and company. There have been times I have caught her looking at me with disgust, and numerous times she has gotten snippy at me. I'm not sure if it's work stress or personal life changes, but needless to say, that is not my problem. Recently, she sent me a text about something I'd liked on social media, made insinuations that I had offended her by liking a video about being frustrated at work. Let's be real. Who doesn't feel frustrated at work from time to time, especially with a boss like her? She constantly displays her frustrations on me and later apologizes as if that's going to fix the problem. I can't help but wonder, for how much longer will I be able to stand this toxic work environment? I love my job, but is it truly worth it? When I think of my wedding day, I only want to have present those who genuinely love me and are very excited for me, and my fiance and my boss is not that. I know it's in very poor etiquette to go back on a wedding invitation, but I'm seriously losing sleep on this. Any advice you all can provide will be appreciated. Thank you.
Anybody have anything here? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. How do you go about doing that?
I can't imagine somebody would come to your wedding that didn't genuinely like you. Like, weddings, they're a good time. They're not that good of a time. Like, if I'm going out of my way to spend my Friday or Saturday night celebrating someone, got to pick a dress, got to get a wedding gift, I'm not doing that for someone I don't care about. So she's either going to show up and be a good time, or she might even back out herself.
This is so tricky. This is really, really tricky, because how do you rescind an invitation? Now, you could do that if it was in your personal life, but when it comes to business here now, you don't know how you're going to be treated.
And she said we sent out our save the dates last December. She doesn't say anything about the invitation. So here's the thing. If you save the date, that is not an invitation. All right. So if you haven't sent invitations, when you send an invitation, just don't send her one. I know people who have received save the dates, but who did not receive invitations to the wedding.
Do you think you forget about it, or you just don't follow up with it?
Well, she can't forget about it, because, I mean, yeah, she's going to be talking about it at work, and she's probably going to have to take time off for, you know, the wedding and the honeymoon and whatnot. I like what you're saying, Abby, as far as, like, why would the boss even show if she doesn't like you? But depending on what type of boss this is, she's going to want to show up. And it's not out of spite, but just to be like, look, I'm a good boss. I attend my employees' weddings.
Oh.
And one of those, like, you know, make it about her, even though it's not about her, and like what a good person she is for attending this wedding of her employee. Like, I could see that being like a take in her head as to why she would show up.
Here's Christy. Hey, Christy, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Okay, so how do you take an invitation back to a wedding when it's your boss?
I just think that you have to be upfront with her, and you just say things have changed, and I just really feel like I want my close family and friends there, and I just think that it would be best if, you know, unfortunately, you don't come.
I think
she has that right. It's her wedding.
I feel like there'll be retaliation at
work. Yeah, unless you say that you've redone the entire thing. Like, hey, we realize we don't have the budget for everybody anymore, and you make it about everybody and not her. That's the only way out.
You gotta lie. Just be like, listen, boss, you're not paying me enough, and I can't afford your plate anymore. This filet mignon's a little expensive.
Yeah, I think this is what Christian's saying also. Hey, Christian.
Hey, love you guys.
All right, good. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Just say that there's not enough funds or whatever, and, you know, she can just ask her back out of the wedding.
Yeah, I think that's pretty unanimous now. It's like the only way to say it is like, hey, this isn't about you. This is about funds. A whole bunch of people are changing.
Bonita's got a good idea.
Bonita, good morning. Hey. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. So quickly, since all she sent was a save the date, Chelsea needs to tell her that was initially her sister was not going to attend. And since it's going to be a small event anyway, now things have changed. Her sister is attending. There's very few people. And so she can't, you know, boss lady can't want to be chosen over her sister.
Okay.
That's actually, if you go to your boss and be like, oh my God, I am so, like, my sister and I have mended fences.
Yes.
And now I would like her to attend the wedding. But I was wondering if you would be so kind as to give up your invite so my sister can attend my wedding and make the boss the hero.
Yes, I hope you guys listening realize that if you need a good lie, you come right here to the Burt Show. We and our listeners will supply you with a good lie.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.